About your health, for your health.
Yes, good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier here on The Sound Alternative. We are in the middle of Donate Life Week, an initiative aiming to raise awareness of the importance of organ and tissue donation. Just one person donating their organs can save the lives of up to seven people, which is amazing, and help many more. Despite many Australians supporting organ donating, though, only around one in three are actually registered to be a donor. With us today is Dr. Simon Towler from Donate Life to tell us about the importance of becoming an organ or tissue donor, and Chris, who is a recipient of an organ donation himself. Welcome, Simon.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the invitation, and great to be here. Welcome to your listeners, and just acknowledgement to our First Nations people this morning.
Thanks, Simon, and to Chris as well. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Now, Simon, we'll start off with you. Tell us a little bit about your work at Donate Life.
So thanks very much. The agency here in WA is a clinical group that helps support all the processes involved in organ and tissue donation, and there's quite a lot to them. We were established as part of the national network about 10, 11 years ago in 2019 when it went national. And so there's been a lot of development, a lot of skills development. But in addition to our work actually supporting families in thinking about donation and supporting the processes of organ donation, which are absolutely fundamental to every successful transplant and availability of tissue for transplantation, we are involved in trying to promote awareness about organ and tissue donation, because there can be no transplantation and there can be no tissue replacement surgery without having donors to start with. So this week, Donate Life Week, we really want to talk to the community and remind people, turn your willingness to consider being an organ and tissue donor into a registration. So this year the theme is Ready, Set, Register. It only takes a minute.
How easy is that? Hey, I know it, my sister and I were having this conversation a couple of weeks ago, and we're both super willing to do it, but it's about taking that next step, right? What initiatives are Donate Life undertaking or promoting throughout this week?
So we have a lot of activities going on. We work very closely through our Donate Life team, working in the hospitals and settings. We like to do radio interviews, and this is the third or fourth one we've done this week. We had a promotion on Monday at the Perth Children's Hospital where we had a young man who'd received a donated kidney. That was actually a live donor story, which was really important as well. And we work with all the national material that comes out through the Organ and Tissue Authority, and we promote the discussion in any way where we can get an audience. And thank you so much for your audience today.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you on. It's really interesting to learn how we can actually actively be involved in this process. And speaking of that process, Chris, you've got a personal insight into this process. Would you be happy to share your story with us today?
Yes, gladly.
So how did that process begin for you? Can you talk us through it?
Well, 10 years before that, I had a massive heart attack. And over the 10 years, 15 years ago now, actually, and over that time, my heart gradually deteriorated, and so much so that all my organs started failing, and I had to have an LVAD put in. That's a heart pump, which is screwed into your heart, and with batteries and computers attached to you and stuff. And then I had to get fit enough to have a heart operation, which I did by going to the gym regularly. And then they put me on a waiting list, which I had to wait. I was lucky. I had to wait 5 months, I think. But a lot of people wait 2 years or more. I've known people to, because they're just waiting on these organs, which I desperately needed. And it's sad to see these people who wait so long.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you had that nice, short and sweet process for you. How has this impacted your life, having this donation?
I'm getting a bit emotional here. Now I lead a fuller life. And well, life is much fuller. That's all I can say. Mm. And enjoyable. I enjoy my family, my friends, and the world.
Thank you for sharing with us, Chris. It's wonderful that you're here with us today to share this experience. Throwing back to you, Simon, how many Australians yes. are currently on the wait list for an organ transplant? We heard from Chris that he was waiting for 5 months, but what's it like for other Australians?
So there are about 1,750 people currently on the wait list. One of the reasons we have Donate Life with the big focus this week or this year is that COVID has had a huge negative impact on the sector. There have been substantial growth in donor numbers, more people getting access to transplantation for nearly 10, 11 years with a big growth in the outcome because the community was so generous. But COVID has been hugely disruptive and there's been a substantial reduction. The waiting time for transplantation is quite complex. People like Chris, who on an LVAD device can be supported, there are some patients for whom transplantation is fundamentally urgent, and for them it's become very difficult during COVID. So really pleased to hear that Chris's story. I've actually been an intensive care specialist at Fiona Stanley for the last number of years at the end of my career where we do the heart and lung transplants, and I really know what it's like for Chris. Wonderful that he can be supported by a mechanical device, but his quality of life and his outcome is different by being transplanted.
Absolutely. And now how many Australians are currently registered organ donors? Because we can talk about how wonderful it is, but how many people are actually taking action to donate their organs?
So we at the moment have 3.2 million or thereabouts people on the national registry. Obviously, you can only register if you're over 18. Kids don't register. And this represents only about 36% of what we would call the eligible population. And as you pointed out when we started, we know absolutely that if you survey the community, at least 70% or thereabouts of people would be happy to be considered for organ donation. That means about half of them haven't registered.
So why don't we have more, Dr. Simon?
Well, that is a really interesting question. Some of it we think is because it used to be a bit difficult to do it. What was really interesting last year is that one of the ways you can register is just to tick the box while you're actually at the Medicare website. Mm. And so in the last couple of years, everybody's been going to the Medicare website, which they don't do very often, because they've all wanted to get their vaccination certification. And there was a massive surge in registrations last year because when you're in the Medicare website under your own Medicare number, you don't need anything else other than to tick the box. If you register through the Donate Life or donatelife.gov.au website, you have to have your Medicare number in front of you so it knows who it is who's registering. So we've done what we can to make it as easy as possible. But absolutely the most important issue is in everybody's busy lives is to just get this annual focus once a year to remind people that it's not hard to do. And what we now know is if you're on the registry, when your family is faced with that difficult decision about whether to give consent for organ and tissue donation, we know that in more than 9 out of 10 cases, families, because they know and respect the person's choice, will in fact support organ and tissue donation. Whereas if you're not registered and nobody's ever discussed it, only about 4 out of 10 families will consent to donation.
An interesting stat there.
It's a really important process in getting access to people who are happy to be donors. And what I need to remind everybody of is that very few people who die can actually be organ and tissue donors. It's less than 2% of people who die each year could in fact become organ and tissue donors. We know that talking about end of life is difficult. But as you've heard from Chris, if somebody gets a transplant, it's transformational. And for some people, it's absolutely life-saving. So we commend and respect those people who choose to register and thank them for that visible commitment to this process.
A big thank you to Chris as well for opening up with his story there. It's really insightful to hear those tangible experiences. Finally, before I let you go, Chris and Dr. Simon, where can people go for more information or resources on becoming an organ or tissue donor?
So there's a lot of places, but the obvious one is donatelife.gov.au is the website. That's the national website that supports the Donate Life Network, and there's lots of information there. But any of the Donate Life agencies, Donate Life WA, we're here in Western Australia. We're happy to speak to people if they're interested in registering and direct them. And really, it's pretty easy to find. If you just put organ donor register into a search engine, you'll find the website. Now, as I said, not much needed. The one thing you do need with you when you're going to register on the website is to have your Medicare number with you. And there's a simple form to fill out, or as I said, you can actually log on. If you're in the Medicare app looking for other information, it's very easy to tick the box.
Nice and easy process, it sounds. Thank you, Dr. Simon Towler.
And set, register, off we go.
Yeah, super easy. Dr. Simon Towler and Chris Gomez, really appreciate your insights today.
Pleasure. It only takes a minute.
Only takes a minute. You heard it here, folks.
Oh,
nice process.
Well done.
Yeah. Thank you both. That was Dr. Simon Towler and Chris Gomez chatting about Donate Life Week. It's a week initiative aiming to raise awareness of the importance of organ and tissue donation. And it's super easy to register if you're interested. Some of those websites you can go to include Donate Life, Healthy WA, an organ and tissue donation, which is under the Australian Government Department of Health and Aged Care banner. We've got more chats with Jeanette Deneef. We're going to be doing some literature talks right up next. So make sure you keep it locked with me on RTRFM.
Connection will never not be important.